Eliza Terry, 12A. Australian History Option, 9th of September, 1987. My topic is the change in housing styles in Berwick from 1850 to 1987 and how this has been affected by urbanisation. As part of this study, I'm interviewing Mr. Cyril Molyneux. Mr. Molyneux has lived in this area for the past 34 years and 24 of these years have been in Berwick. He's been a real estate agent for the past 30 years. Mr. Molyneux has also been a Berwick City Councillor for the past 7 years and was Mayor of the City in 1985-86. Mr. Molyneux, what major changes have you observed in the size of houses in this area?
Well, there's been very little change in size. Most houses are the same wherever you go. Some are more modern than others. But in size, no, there's been no great change generally.
And in the properties of these areas, do they reflect the land use?
Yes, it's become suburban, mostly suburban. It's getting more so as the time gets on. I suppose that's generally the situation.
How has the nature of Berwick changed as a place to live?
Well, there have been lots of changes, some good, some not so good. For those who wanted the country living to be maintained, they're, of course, disappointed at the changes. But for those who like the Berwick landscape, but amenities, in addition to which amenities of transport, schools, sporting facilities and good shopping, then the change has been good.
Why has it changed? And do the smaller properties have anything to do with the cost of rates?
Well, there are a number of reason. Broadly, the Melbourne metropolitan area is expanding because of population increase, and the government, not the council, has decided that the Berwick-Pakenham corridor is to be the main area of future urban development. And that, of course, is the main reason. However, added to this is the fact that people prefer the eastern and southeastern area of Melbourne to live in. It's central to the hills and to the seaside, and it's also got easy access to the Melbourne metropolitan area. But regarding the rates, yes, under the present rating system, the development of more properties does increase the rate revenue, but this also increases costs, such as road maintenance, garbage, street lighting, parks and gardens, infant welfare and many other services, together with the increase, of course, in council administrative staff.
How has land use been changed because of zoning? How much will the rural zone be taken over by residential corridors, and will light industrial areas ever play a major part?
Well, land use has certainly been changed through zoning. In fact, under the Melbourne and Metropolitan Planning Scheme, which includes the City of Berwick, the land use is almost totally controlled. Roughly about 50% of what was rural land is at present zoned for residential purposes. It's not all developed as yet. But this should increase to about 70% by the year 2000, when the City of Berwick's population is estimated to reach around the 100,000 mark. At the present time, the population of the City of Berwick is about 55,000, as distinct from the Berwick area. The Berwick village area, of course, the population is somewhere around about the 8,000 mark. Oh, on the question of light industry, there's growing evidence that light industry will play a significant part in the development of the area. It seems certain that the airfield, which is already zoned light industry and has been zoned that way for some time, will, within the next 10 years, be developed this way.
When did these changes take place, and how much of the area will be subdivided in the future? Is Berwick looking at a totally urban existence?
Well, the changes that I've been speaking about have really been taking place gradually since the 1950s. But over the last 10 years, the changes, the change has been accelerated. I think because of the strategy of the Melbourne Metropolitan Planning Scheme, Berwick has no choice but to look at almost complete urban development.
Why did Ardblair and Burnbank change from farm properties to pure residential? Was this because of the general trend to urbanisation in Berwick?
Well, Ardblair and Burnbank, of course, over a number of years were farming properties. Particularly Burnbank was quite famous for its milk production, cream production, and I think at one time, when I was a boy, there was cheese known as Burnbank cheese. I think that was as a result of a lot of the milk coming from that farm. But they, in the latter years and recent years, were caught up in the gradual desire of people to move out into the inner, or move out of the inner suburban lifestyle. And, of course, these properties became too valuable to farm. It was just too evident to the owners that if they were to subdivide, their financial return was going to be far greater than continuing to use those properties for the purpose of farming.
Will subdivisions like the one at Edrington continue on more historic homes in Berwick as the land becomes impractical, leaving only the homestead?
Well, yes, I think eventually all of the old properties like Edrington, not that there's a great many of them in the Berwick area, but any of those properties will go the same way, mainly for economic reasons, if for no other.
Will Berwick remain a nice place to live, as it is known, with the prestige houses on Berwick Hill and Wilson's Hill, or will new estates with cheaper houses reduce Berwick's standard of living?
Well, I believe that Berwick will not only remain a nice place to live, but probably even a better place. The Berwick Council has been and is constantly addressing this question. You probably know that plans are being formulated for up to 20 years ahead. Although there will obviously be estates with less expensive housing, I can see no reason at all to believe that this will in any way reduce Berwick's standard of living.
How much longer do you see Berwick remaining on the urban fringe? When will all our rural land be replaced by smaller, cheaper, more practical houses like Three Shoot Avenue?
Well, I think by the year 2000, and that's only 13 years away, Berwick will be part of the Melbourne urban area. As I said earlier, by that time, most of our rural land that can be developed will be. And my estimation is that about 70% of the municipality, the total area of the municipality, will be under urban development by that time.
Mr. Molyneux, thank you very much for your time and effort.